Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
This could have been given to the poor. Hear the subtlety of the devil. The devil quotes scriptures. The devil talks about doing good works. The devil talks about helping the poor. And it's a wrong, bad spirit behind it. Judas said that not because he cared for the poor. He didn't care about the poor. And yet he's talking about this should have been given to the poor. Next time somebody starts talking about they should do that for the poor, just stop them and say, what are you doing? Because if you're not doing anything and you're saying what they should be doing, you are a hypocrite. A judging hypocrite. Well, if I had all that money, whoa. Jesus said, if you're faithful in little, you'd be faithful in much. If you're unfaithful in little, it's accepted according to what a man has, not according to what a man has not. So don't try to talk that and say that. No. You're not held accountable for what you don't have. But if you're not doing anything with what you have, don't say one word about anybody else doing anything with what they have. Unless you want to be like this guy. He didn't care about the poor. He's a thief. And he had the bag. And he bare what was put therein. Why is he so upset? Because the poor need this money. People are going hungry. Lying. Thieving. Disciple. Verse 7. Jesus said what? Leave her alone. Wonder what he's saying to folks today. Leave them alone. Shush. Hush. Leave them alone. Go to Matthew. Notice this. Matthew 26. 26:13. What are we talking about? Did Mary sacrifice something? She could have bought a new chariot with this. She could have bought a closet full of new clothes. Couldn't she? She could have bought some new jewelry. She could have went on a vacation to Athens.
That's right.
Huh? Spa treatments, right? Stay in the best hotels. She could eat out the best restaurants for the next 5 years. Did this cost her anything?
Yes.
Only the nicest thing she had. Only the best she had, the biggest she had. Why'd she do this? Is she thinking as she's breaking it? I love my ointment. Why am I doing this? My ointment. Oh, no. My ointment. Oh, no. 30 grand. Gone. Oh, no. 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 I think she wished she'd had two boxes. I don't think she'd have cared if it had been $1 million box. Right? Why? Her brother is sitting up here alive, laughing at the supper table. Jesus did that for them.
Right.
She's not trying to pay him. She just loves him.
Amen.
He's everything to her. She wants to say it some way.
Amen.
She's told him thank you 200 times the last couple of days, but it just some way is not enough. She wants to show him.
Right.
So she's looking around the house and she remembers, I got that alabaster box. And that's the best smelling stuff I have ever smelled. And I think she planned it. And at the right time, after everybody had eaten and sitting around talking and things had calmed down a little bit and she's not interfering or bothering anybody, she walks through the door with this box.
Amen.
She said, Master, I have something I'd like to give you. He said, what, Mary? Would you allow me? He said, sure, dear. Would Jesus wear a Rolex?
Absolutely.
He wore a $30,000 box of perfume on his feet. Can you see how twisted? Yeah, there's some greedy preachers around. There's some greedy folks that sit in the pews too. I mean, there's some folks around that are messed up and that will lie and steal and twist the scriptures, but that doesn't change the truth.
That's right.
This is precious. This is holy, isn't it? And this is substantial, significant sacrifice. Why? Because of love. Because something, someone is more valuable to you by far than this. And Jesus told them, Judas and the other guys, be quiet. Leave her alone. She has done a beautiful thing for me and to me. And verse 13 of Matthew says, wherever this gospel is preached, we're talking about it.
Yes.
All these years later in Branson, Missouri.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
So his word came coming to pass.
Wow.
In the whole world that this woman has done is going to be told.
Yes.
For a memorial of her. Verse 14. Then, now I want you to notice that the Lord brought this to my attention just last week. I'd seen glimpses of it before, but not as strong as now. The word then here means literally at that time. At what time? What's verse 13? What happened with the alabaster box? Verse 14, at that time, Judas went to the chief priests. Did you see this? They're connected. The woman given the box and him going to betray Jesus are directly connected. At that time, why? Jesus corrected him in front of the other guys. And it was the last straw for Judas. The 30 grand he didn't get to steal and being corrected in front of the other guys, that was it. At that time, immediately, he went to the high chief priest, verse 15, and he said, he approached them. They didn't approach him. He went to them. And you know what he wants to know? How much will you give me? How much will you give me? And I'll turn him over to you. I'll deliver him to you, because he knew they were trying to get him. And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. Now, people like to make out that it's something else more to this. It's about the money.
That's right.
He wanted that money. Now, I don't know what had happened over the course of the past 3 years. Jesus picked him to come be with them. He picked him, one of the 12, and trusted him to handle the money. There had to be something redeeming about this man for Jesus to pick him in the first place. I believe in the early days of the ministry, Judas was just as excited to be there as Peter and John, and he was as thrilled to see the miracles and hear the wonderful messages and everything else. But something happened to him. Something happened to him. And I don't know the details, but I do know spiritually what happened. Because this is the way the devil works all the time. He thought he should be getting more. The devil will come and sit on people's shoulder and whisper to their mind, they don't appreciate you. You're doing all this work. You should be paid better. You should be getting paid. You deserve this and you deserve that. And they could have this and they got this. And why don't they give that to you? And, oh friend, this is dangerous stuff. What was the problem here? Mary valued Jesus far more than the money. Judas valued the money far more than Jesus. It's ugly, but it's reality. And the Bible says the love of money is the root. It's where it starts. The root. some translations say of all kinds, all manner of evil. And friend, the enemy comes and lies to people and starts, you know, planting it. And he'll work on people for years with that discontent and that dissatisfaction. And I deserve more. He tries to do it people in their marriages, people in their work. You deserve to be treated better. You deserve to be paid better. Friend, when you hear that kind of thing, you need to do what Jesus did. When Peter came, Jesus told him he was going to the cross, going to be crucified. And Peter took him aside and said, no, Lord, this shall not be to thee. The margin says, he said, pity thyself. What's he saying? That's too high a price to pay, Jesus, for you to be crucified? No. That's too much. Too much. What did Jesus say? Get behind me, Satan. Why? There's nothing too much to pay for what we're doing. Nobody owes me more. You ought to do it if you're not getting a penny. Knowing God's your source. Right? And not just doing it. Very glad. Doing it very gladly. Why? Because I reckon that the sufferings of this present time not even worthy to be compared with what God is allowing us to be a part of. Oh, can you see it? Why do people fuss so much about money? Because they love money. It's on their mind. That's why. Now, they want to hide that they love money as much as they do, so they want to accuse and judge other people for not handling their money right and doing things. But why are you talking about it all the time? Because you got money on the brain. Why? Because you love money. You want some money. Judas got money on the brain. It got so bad with him that when this woman came with this $30,000 personal gift for Jesus and just dumped it on his feet, he could not be quiet. It chafed him so bad. He said, What? This is just a waste. He's looking at Jesus. He's looking at Mary down there on her knees, looking at him going, how many understand? Judas messed up a beautiful scene, didn't he? But Jesus straightened him out. If he had the audacity to come in here and interrupt this woman's seat, Jesus looked at him and said, you leave her alone. But all it did to him is make him mad. It made him so mad he couldn't stand it. And immediately he went and found the high priest and say, how much? How much?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.